Food Fight Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by FranVest International, Inc.
Welcome to Food Fight Radio, the most intelligent food show in the world. You know what I hate? Red Velvet done wrong. I know you know where the whole Red Velvet thing came from. You can tell me all about that. But it's got to be done in a certain way, and the way was determined by this accidental combination of things that just sort of accidentally made like a Red Velvet, right?
Yeah, it's a chocolate cake, but they used buttermilk and a little bit of vinegar to fluffen it. And since it was a long time ago, before there was alkalized chocolate, the acid in the vinegar and buttermilk turned the chocolate red.
Okay, so it's a natural red.
It's a natural
red. It's not the red cochineal bug.
No, it's not a bug red.
Artificial.
No.
It is now.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So when, but when was that, though?
That was 1785?
Jeez, that's really specific.
Yeah, I looked I knew I had that date in my head.
So they're doing these red velvets. Everyone in America knows what red velvet is now.
It's red cake, no matter what flavor.
It's red. It's red flavor.
It's a reason to mainline cream cheese icing.
Yeah, which people just, they like the icing and that's about it.
Yeah.
I'm just sick. I'm sick of the light, cakey, food-colored red sissy cupcakes. The fake red velvet cupcakes. The cake, the cheesecake, the fudge, the caramels, all the other stuff. The only one I might be okay with is like a red velvet ice cream because that would be pretty.
Yes.
You know, plus food bug coloring and all, like what we have now. It hasn't really been done yet. I haven't really ever tried a red velvet ice cream. I think I would probably be okay with that. In general, though, the cupcakes, well, it's nobody really does it right. No one does the right red velvet actual chocolate part of the equation properly. Now it's plain old cake that has a few drops of red food coloring stirred into it. Red's not a flavor unless you consider the cochineal bug flavor an actual flavor now.
Delicious. Of course it is. Everybody loves it. It's like the new ketchup.
Right. Red bug squeezings. Freshly squoze. That's what the ice cream would be. It's freshly squoze cochineal bug. Freshly squoze cochineals. That just sounds terrible.
Mm.
It gets everywhere. It stains everything. It's bugs, so vegans won't be eating this stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Well, cream cheese icing also, but yeah.
They lick that off and then they leave the cake, which is, I think, generally what people do with most cupcakes. You know, this is maybe like the one time I agree with vegans, I think. Possibly. You know what's the stupidest, though?
What's that?
People waiting in line around the block to get into a cupcake store. Well, they'll be spending, seriously, 45 minutes waiting, and then $5 on a fake, light, airy, dry, red velvet wannabe cupcake with the overdone, cloying cream cheese frosting. At least get, like, a nice, manly chocolate cupcake or something if you're going to be doing that. Also, I'm sick of the over-sugared, light, and completely devoid of personality plain Jane scream cheese frosting.
Yes.
I feel that strongly about it. I'm calling it scream cheese because that's what I want to do when I taste it.
Ah!
Like,
you're worthless.
Like purple yam, at least, is interesting. I think in general, it's reliably not oversweet. It's naturally purple, so there aren't going to be any squished bugs in there. It's in any Asian market, especially like a Philippine market, real big on the purple yam. It's a sweet potato that's purple.
Ta-da. That's it.
It comes out of the ground that way. And it's versatile because it's not heavily flavored. It's not overly sweet. It's got the thick potato-y fibrous sort of texture. So it works when you're doing pastry.
Exactly.
But Americans have yet to kind of grasp a purple yam.
We're not used to seeing a natural purple color.
But we make unnatural red color and we're okay with that.
Yeah, because we know it's a natural and red's pretty.
Purple's pretty too. They make muffins, cupcakes, rolls, bread. They have these Swiss cream roll things with like a super dark purple cream. Again, made out of purple yam.
Purple yam.
So it's a purple cake rolled up with darker purple cream. They're cool looking.
So good. I enjoy them.
They're subtle. They're not oversweet. You can actually eat a bunch of these things and not get just completely overloaded on sugar. Let's see some purple yam cupcakes in the mainstream. I think that would be something. Or at least something made a pretty new color.
Yes.
Puce. Right? Like our meteor awareness ribbons? Right?
There we go.
If it's not working for that.
No. Maybe cupcake juice, and then we give a ribbon out at the same time.
And if there's a meteor coming, what are you going to do?
You
You're going to eat cupcakes. You're going to lick the frosting. You're going to get a bunch of cupcakes. Do nothing but lick the frosting off of them. Because, again, the cake part is – it's an excuse. Mm-hmm. It's a vessel. It's a bowl. It's a plate. It's a serving thing to get to the frosting and only to get to the frosting, which is why they give you a big, giant, softball-sized pile of frosting, which is so much sugar.
Oh, and it's not worth it. If a cupcake isn't good on its own, really the whole thing is just a waste of your life.
Yeah. I mean, all that stuff is, you know, it spends a moment on the lips and an eternity on the hips, mm-hmm. is what I say. That's
what
well, I say that to myself, and sometimes that stops me from eating something tasty.
Especially if it's not tasty. I mean, especially if it's just like a half halfsies.
Well, we're going to have some cupcake people on the show today. Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, everyone out there, we are going to be interviewing the winners of last season's Cupcake Wars. And actually, I think it was this season's Cupcake Wars because it's going to be a new one pretty soon. But, you know, that show where they have these various cupcake professionals, they come in and then there's this panel of judges. And they give them various tasks, you know, kind of like Survivor Island type tasks.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a bridal shower. You got to have, you know, here, pick a flag out of a hat and it's going to tell you what the theme of your bridal shower is supposed to be. And then you got to build it.
Nice.
And then you got to fill it with cupcakes. And they better be good. And they better be baby shower related. Okay. So then it's like an hour long show. And they put these cupcake guys through hell.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all on a time limit. And they won't let them just make the cupcakes they're, like, real good at.
No, of course not.
They try to trip them up.
Oh, yeah.
There was, like, an Elvis-themed one I saw one time. And it's like, yeah, of course, they made for the Elvis thing is they made a chocolate peanut butter bacon.
There we go.
Cupcake with, like, a banana on top. Mm. Because I guess he liked the fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Yes.
And the judges didn't like it. Probably because one of them was like you and was over bacon.
Yes, I get it.
That guy, he got heavily criticized. And so you know, it's tough competition. Some people, they just bring on because they're colorful characters.
Oh, just like any reality TV. Yeah. They're a little lost in the head and they make for great TV.
And unfortunately, the best cupcakers in the world are not necessarily going to be on this show most of the time. Because the people they bring on sometimes are just for their wacky personalities. Mm. They know they're going to flip out and start weird gossipy wars with the other contestants, and that's the entertainment. So, you know, the people who make the best cupcakes, they have an uphill climb.
Oh, yeah.
They're not necessarily going to be judged on their actual food. This is what's going on with the reality food shows. Mm-hmm. It's not about the food. Food happens to be popular in entertainment right now, so basically they've taken a little bit of the food and a whole lot of the controversial stuff people like to see on a regular show, and they mashed them together. So it's not even about the food. It's about gossiping and backstabbing and yelling and screaming, people throwing pots at each other's heads.
People ask me, what's my favorite food show? I'm like, I don't really have one. You know,
there aren't any.
There's ones that are actually about food with no drama. You know, Good Eats is one I like.
The Delicious Dish? That was a clip. That was a skit from SNL. The Delicious Dish.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I can't repeat anything.
You can't say that? Delicious Dish.
No, anything that happened on that show.
Oh, okay. Well, coming up after this real quick commercial break, I'll tell you what you can do with that avocado. Keep it tuned to Food Fight Radio on KCBQ.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Eat in, take out, or delivery. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com. Limited delivery area.
Have you looked at your grocery bill lately? You've probably noticed that good food is expensive. And between planning, shopping, cooking, and cleaning up, it's also time-consuming. And probably one of the least rewarding daily chores you have. Hey, here's an idea. Let Dine-In Tonight simplify your life, one meal at a time. They hand-deliver hot, delicious, gourmet meals right to your door at dinner time. A few of their 100 gourmet recipes include maple-glazed baby back ribs. Oh, hello! How about lemon chicken piccata, roast beef with Dijon sauce, roasted red snapper, Havarti chicken with portobello mushrooms? Choose 3 or 5 nights per week for just $10 per entree with no delivery fee. Get a free week of meals delivered by using promotion code KCBQ. Sign up online at dineintonight.com. That's dineIn, the number 2, night.com, or call 888-64-MEALS. That's 888-64-MEALS.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio, folks. With me in the studio is Chef Marcus.
Howdy.
If you type the word Google into Google, do you know what comes up?
Google?
Everything.
Why?
Everything comes up.
The world explodes.
I've done that. Your computer starts smoking. Now, we're going to tell you what you can do with that avocado. Every once in a while, we have a segment called that. Usually, I'll tell you what you can do with that carrot.
Carrot.
Or I'll tell you what you can do with that zucchini. Mm. You know, but avocado, a little bit more round, I think, than generally the type of shape of vegetables we like to talk about typically on that segment. Because that's funny. And, you know, they're all good kitchen, you know, staples, good things to make healthy food with. Avocados are extremely healthy.
Yeah, very, very good for you. And in Southern California, they grow local. So, I mean, of course, use them whenever you can.
And some of the wonderful, amazing, super delicious California avocado things you can use in your kitchen. Well, it's the smoothies.
Oh, definitely. Cut any smoothie with a little avocado. Give it a really creamy texture. If you don't want to use milk, if you're feeling a little congested, then go ahead and throw the avocado in there. And if you just want to be a little bit more rich and have more, you know, vitamins, more omega-3s, throw the avocado in there.
And avocado gets rid of congestion?
No, relieving or not using dairy gets rid of congestion. So
okay, so you're putting artificial milk.
Instead of milk, use an avocado.
Oh, I
see. Give it that creamy, thick texture.
Okay, so texture-wise, avocado can take the place of milk, mm-hmm. butter.
Yes, you got toast. It definitely really good sourdough toast. You can spread some avocado, a little sprinkle of salt on it, and that's really good.
And then how about the color? Doesn't it make whatever you're making kind of green?
Yes. So what you want to do is either use it with chocolate when making a smoothie or very colorful berries, or do a green smoothie anyways with lots of kiwi.
Chocolate avocado.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Because, ooh.
What? Seriously?
Chocolate avocado? Really?
Think of the taste of an avocado. It's really creamy, really rich, but doesn't have a strong flavor. Uh-huh. It just has that texture to it.
Well, I mean, yeah, but, you know, it's kind of similar to what we were talking about on an earlier show, chocolate-covered asparagus, and you made the stink
face. Okay, asparagus has a strong flavor, and it's kind of woody. But avocado itself doesn't have a strong flavor. It will blend in with most anything you put it with.
I know. You can make cheesecake out of it, can't you?
Yes.
Cheesecake. It's a vegan cheesecake.
Yes.
Yeah, so all these things are – people would generally do this if they were vegan because it replaces butter and dairy, so – and I know your wife and child follow a vegan diet, so you're probably using avocados for stuff all the time.
Oh, all the time. Making our homemade ice cream, like coconut avocado mint ice cream.
Well, that actually sounds pretty good. Coconut avocado mint?
Yeah, because it's green anyway, so I wanted to throw some mint in there because the avocado makes it green.
Oh, why not? Uh-huh. It's already green.
It's already green.
You're already there.
Uh-huh.
Just throw in some more stuff. What about peas?
Chocolate ice cream. Peas?
Peas, they're green.
No.
Why don't you put some in there? No.
Because their skin doesn't break down as well, so you kind of have to find those in there.
How do you make a vegan quiche?
There are so many ways to make vegan quiche. One, the easiest is with blending up some tofu with stuff in there. I don't like doing that. I'm not a big fan of tofu.
I hate tofu.
Then, yeah, don't do that.
I mean, I grew up on tofu. This is not an adult decision to, you know, exercise my right to have a preference here. I grew up on it, and it was bad then, and it's just as bad now.
Yeah.
Some people, when they grow up on something, they start to like it. But not me.
No, that's fine.
It just teaches you what you hate. If you have stuff when you're a kid, you don't like it as a kid, you're not going to grow up and have a taste for it. If you hated it then, you're going to hate it now, I think.
I get that. I hated peas. I can stand them. Like, I don't not eat them, but I do avoid them.
And then, so other stuff you can do with an avocado. Can you do other types of desserts with avocado? Can you make mousses, puddings, meringues? Yeah.
Not meringues. I haven't found really a non-egg way to do a meringue. But mousses, you just a little cream, blend it all up, and whatever cream you want, and you can mousse up with that, especially chocolate mousse, because the chocolate cover will take over, and that's a really good way to do that.
And you can use it in non-vegan recipes.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, because you're putting cream in there.
Yeah, yeah, or you can put any sort of berry or nut cream.
And you can use the seed, the pit, the avocado seed.
I don't use the pit. I know some people boil them, and some people roast them. I haven't done that yet myself.
If they're cooked, they can be blended into the same smoothie. And it's supposed to be ridiculously good for you.
Got it.
But I don't know that a lot of people would be willing to mess up their blender blades on
I have a
semi-soft
so
avocado pit.
I'm going to try that. I can do that with
Well, try it, but if you break your Cuisinart, it's not on me.
No. I'll just bring it in so you can try
I'm not taking the responsibility for that one.
Here's an avocado pit smoothie.
We're going to bring that in. We're going to make Jeff eat it.
There we go. We'll do Easter Sunday.
Little face. Can I get a little stink face through the glass? No. Oh, he's turning away. It must have been those jelly beans. He's still mad at us, is what's going on.
Yeah.
So we will, for you wonderful listeners out there, go ahead and put our avocado shake recipe on our website. It's foodfightradio.com. which means I've made my quota and I still get to have a food show.
Yay!
Ah, that's awesome. What are there some wonderful smoothie additions that you can also put in? Last week we were talking about ice cream shakes and telling people, yes, smoothies are not supposed to be just sugary and just a big pile of flavor, and they're not supposed to be uber delicious. They're supposed to be good for you.
Yes.
So normally when people go ahead and, oh, it's a smoothie, it's going to be nothing but sugar and it's not going to be good for you. It's delicious. If you go to Jamba Juice and order like a mango peanut butter tropical smoothie, and then they have those super manly add-ons.
Yes.
You can put in there, which I think are a waste of time and
like
money.
What is it? Immunity booster, fat burner.
They don't do anything.
No, no. They just make you feel better about having a smoothie.
And it adds calories. So now you're taking what would otherwise be kind of a simple thing that's kind of semi-good for you, because at least it's several servings of fruit and vegetables. And maybe if it's got the peanut butter in there, maybe it's going to have some healthy fats. Mm-hmm. And then you're adding 200 calories worth of protein powder.
Nice.
And Americans may not know this, but you get plenty of protein.
Oh, yeah.
You do. People are always saying, okay, well, I better have some more protein.
People don't understand that protein and carbohydrates are the two fundamental building blocks of every living thing.
So you need them.
Yeah.
And but we get plenty of them.
From everything you eat. Even salad has a little bit of protein in it.
Yeah. So if you are on, say, an Atkins diet.
Is that still going on?
Well, not as much since the guy died.
Yeah,
and there was a whole rumor there is that what he died of was like having too much plaque or cholesterol in his arteries.
Yeah.
And that's what took him out. That's actually a rumor.
Oh.
It's not actually true. But if you Google it, you know, you'll get all these different sources. Okay, well, the Atkins guy died of complications from his own diet, thereby invalidating the efficiency of the diet. This diet will kill you. No. That's not there's plenty of people who've been on the Atkins diet for many, many years to great success. Any kind of crazy restriction diet usually does work pretty good, and you will lose weight very quickly if you eliminate all carbohydrates. But there's a couple of problems. Over the course of a year, a person on a carb restriction diet like Atkins and a person on a regular calorie restriction diet, which has a little bit of everything, they just count their calories, at the end of the year, lost the same amount of weight.
Oh.
So Atkins will make you lose quicker in the beginning, which for some people matters because it's a reward. So you get to see your results a little bit quicker. And that sometimes keeps people on the diet for a longer period of time. It's like if you're dieting, you're kind of ticked off and hungry all the time, and you're not eating all your favorite stuff, and you're only losing 3 pounds a month.
Nice.
That whole month goes by. You've only lost 3 pounds. It's totally disheartening.
I agree.
And then what do? You start binging on stuff because this sucks. This is a waste of time. Why am I even doing this? And then you give up.
Yep.
But with Atkins, you'll see 6 or 7 pounds.
Nice.
Or even 8 or 10 pounds that first month, depending on how bloated and full of MSG and alcohol you are. Because if you're that, you might even lose 20 the first month. Not having the carbs does that for you. But the problem, aside from the fact that after a year these two people lost a similar amount of weight, is that your brain needs carbs.
Oh, yeah. Everything needs carbs.
To function. Mm-hmm. Like if you start skipping carbs all of a sudden, and avocados are full of carbs.
Yeah.
They're carby. They're the carb kings, as far as I'm concerned. And they're full of oil.
Yeah.
And fat. It's healthy oil. It's healthy fat. But, I mean, it's full of carbs. Your brain needs carbs to function. Mm-hmm. And not getting any, you start to get a bit of a brain fog. And I don't know who has the type of job or lives the type of lifestyle that would allow for this kind of lapse of mental function. And you can still keep getting paid for doing your job. Because I don't think that's going to happen. You start forgetting things. You start losing your keys. You start just putting things in the fridge that you don't need to put in the fridge, like a book.
Like a book.
I've put a book in the fridge.
Wow.
I've gone on some crazy diets, and as you know me, I'm not overweight. Mm-hmm. I'm sort of middle. I'm like right in the middle, and every once in a while, I feel like I need to detox, so I'll go on a crazy diet. For, I don't know, a week, maybe once, twice a year, just to de-puff, just to de-bloat, just to get rid of all the horrible things that I've done or eaten in a restaurant even. And I'm not even talking about horrifying processed prepackaged junk food here. I'm just talking about you go to a restaurant, you get something delicious, there isn't a vegetable in sight. This is a normal diet for people when you're busy, especially in our profession.
Oh, yeah.
It's our job to eat.
Our Hollandaise sauce.
Yeah. You got to taste it.
You got to taste it.
You're going to make it. You got to taste it to make sure that it doesn't taste like melted plastic before you send it out, right? Which has happened to me. I swear it has. But crazy diets, women love them.
Oh, yeah.
Women are all about the crazy diet. And we do weird stuff. And we think it's going to work. The beginning of the diet, you read this thing, okay, and there's a picture of a person with a flat belly on the front of the book. So, you know, okay, I'm going to read this thing, I'm going to do this diet, it's going to work, and that's going to be my belly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have that flat washboard ab thing going on. Like, guess what? That's not going to happen.
No.
That's not going to happen because you have to eliminate the fat that's on top of the muscles. What if those muscles under there aren't cut? You are not going to look like that.
No.
You've got to lose all the fat. And then you got to work out those muscles like crazy, but you have no energy. Do you know why? You're not eating any carbs. You can't do one sit-up on an Atkins diet. Like, you're just, you're lucky to be able to lift your hand and or type.
Yeah.
You know, oh, it's too, why didn't you answer my call? You know, because I can't lift my phone. I don't eat enough carbs, and I don't have the energy to lift my damn phone. So
here's a Twinkie.
Here's a Twinkie. That's what happens if people eat a Twinkie. Beyonce lost a ton of weight for that. Was Dream Girls?
Yes.
Yeah. And it was like 20 pounds. And she went on a juice fast.
Oh, okay. Those
yeah. For a month, for more than a month, something like that. But it's really hard.
Yeah.
Living on nothing but liquids and barely surviving is hard. It's extreme. It's considered an extreme diet.
Yeah.
And it also, doctors will tell you, don't do this.
Yes, especially if you're going to be dancing, choreographed dancing, using a lot of all that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have done that. And Beyonce reportedly loves her food and her sweets.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you have all the money in the world, you're going to get some good food.
Oh, yeah.
So giving all that up.
That must have been hard.
It must have been really hard. And then, of course, what happens as soon as the movie wraps, she eats a dozen Krispy Kremes. Can I blame her for that? No, I can't. You can't say, oh, okay, well, she shouldn't have done that because she had this felt new figure and she didn't need to lose her resolve and she's weak. And no, she's not.
No.
That's what will happen to you. Your brain will try to kill itself if you don't finally and eventually get some carbohydrates in there because your brain needs it just to function.
Yeah, and plus you need fiber. I mean, if you're just on a juice diet, that's just sugar water. I mean, vitamins, but sugar water. You need substance.
And there's no way you're going to get enough calories.
No.
Big, huge, common mistake that women do all the time whenever they decide to diet. They don't do enough research. They start a diet totally uneducated. They have no idea what their actual metabolic rate and daily caloric.
I'm on the grapefruit diet. I just eat grapefruit.
Yeah, right, sweetie. You're eating 400 calories a day, and your body will think you're starving, and it will go into conservation mode. Mm-hmm. Your metabolism will slow down. Everything else will slow down. And guess what? A couple of weeks later, you're only going to be burning 400 calories a day. After an initial impressive weight loss, it will level out. And guess what? Now, toots, you've killed your metabolism. And that's very common. And it's why women balloon up after they lose a lot of weight on a crazy diet. But anyway, this isn't a diet show.
No.
This is the food show.
Food. Eat food. It's good.
Coming up during one of the next breaks, we're going to be talking to the winners of Cupcake Wars, which is going to be completely awesome. But to start that off, we're going to talk about, when we come after the break, best sugar-free pies and which flavors work best if you're going to be making a sugar-free pie. Also, where to get the best pies in the world ever, ever, ever made by man. The best pies ever made by man.
Ooh,
I know where they are. And, hey, so do you guys. You do. And when I say it, you're going to be like, oh, I know them. Yeah, they are good. That's up next after this quick commercial break on Food Fight Radio.
When our kids started school, I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried the supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through 8th grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy, personalized
and don't forget motivating
education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county. Specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening, and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality, and provided in a caring, nurturing, and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. charlescole.com.
Welcome back to Food Fight, folks. I'm your host, Claire Katz. Poor Jeff is mad because we never bring him things to try like pies or cupcakes or anything. We only bring him booger-flavored jelly beans and durian. So in the next couple of weeks, we will be feeding him vegan cheesecake.
Mm.
Yeah, he just can't win, can he? It's going to be made with avocados.
Yep, avocados and berries.
Poor Jeff.
No, it's really good. You'll love it.
Oh, look at that little face. I can't handle that sad little face. It's just pathetic. We go over there and close those blinds. I don't want to see that sad little face anymore. So to start on the whole sugar-free pie thing, mm-hmm. First, let's talk about pie.
Got it.
Yeah, we'll go pie into sugar-free pie because people are listening to, sugar-free pies? Blip, they're going to turn it off.
I don't eat saccharin.
It's, that's fake sugar.
Yeah.
And so fruit is full of sugar, naturally occurring sugar,
mm-hmm.
But it is full of sugar. I mean, when you eat it, you're eating sugar. So even if you don't add any extra sugar or fake sugar to it, mm-hmm. you're still eating a ton of sugar.
Yeah, exactly. There's no such thing as a sugar-free pie, just a no sugar.
So why do they call it that?
Because they don't add any extra sugar and they want people on diets to buy it.
Then it should be no extra sugar pie. It's not a sugar-free pie.
That doesn't roll off the tongue, though. Sugar-free sounds way better than no extra sugar.
No superfluous sugar pie, right? No SSP?
Nobody would read that. Everybody would just see that. Like, I have no idea what that means. I'm gone.
Are even people familiar with the word superfluous?
Nope. First time I heard it.
Really? That's the first time you've ever heard that word
in your life? In my life.
Oh, that's just crazy. But you know what a cochineal bug is?
Well, because we've been talking about it.
first time I ever heard the word superfluous. What about extemporaneous? You familiar with that word?
Nope.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
No. Yes.
That's only because all of our daughters have made us watch Mary Poppins 5 million times. So some things that you can do to naturally sweeten up pies that maybe don't have enough fruit sugar in them to really float your sweet tooth's boat, you use tapioca type stuff.
Tapioca starch to kind of, when you cook the pies, it will turn all the fruit juices into the kind of gooey stuff between the fruit.
It makes it taste richer.
Yeah, richer.
And it won't be as runny.
Yeah, it won't be runny, and it holds on to all the sugar, so it doesn't go anywhere. adding a little cinnamon makes you think it's sweet. So adding a little cinnamon or allspice makes you think it has sugar in it. So that's another way to kind of trick you.
It's a mental trick.
Yes.
That's clever. And cinnamon's good for you.
Oh, yeah. Very good for you.
Even after you cook it, it's still good for you.
Yeah, it's pretty bark.
Because it's cinnamon.
Because it's cinnamon.
Can you put turmeric in a pie?
You can put whatever you want.
Well, I know, but should you put turmeric in a pie? Just because you can doesn't necessarily mean you should.
You should put it with something really sweet because it has that kind of sharp aftertaste, so it might cut the sweetness a little bit. So you want to be careful when putting
it. It is bitter, but it's also floral.
Yeah.
It's the only part of a curry mixture that is really the floral component. And so I'm thinking, well, what goes better with fruit than flowers? Mm-hmm. Right? So you could maybe put a pinch of that in there.
Yeah.
And I think the floral bitterness might bring out the sweetness of the fruit. Might. Or would it just make the fruit taste bitter?
It might just... Is there turmeric in this pie?
That's what I would say.
Yeah, yeah. But you have to find the perfect amount.
And then so cinnamon, so allspice, all these great things that make you think you're eating sugar when actually you're not.
Yes.
And then the fruits themselves, the ones that make the best sugar-free pies... Got to be apples, hands down.
Apples, and I would say mixed berries for me.
Mixed berries?
Mixed berries.
You like getting the seeds from all those little droplets in your teeth?
Yes.
That's so annoying.
It's pie. It's delicious.
You have to gum your pie. You can't even bite down all the way into your piece of pie because you're going to get crunched on those seeds.
Yeah. That's what my teeth are for, to break the seeds.
You have to gum it.
That's what molars are for, to break seeds.
It's unpleasant. They're hard as rocks sometimes.
You need to cook your pie a little bit longer.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Cook it till it turns into mush and the annoying little droplet seeds totally disintegrate and turn into something I will actually enjoy crunching on.
There you go.
So you've got your tapioca or your tapioca flour.
Tapioca starch or, oh, I guess you could do, I've never used the tapioca balls. I've only used the tapioca starch. Yeah.
Those things are great.
Well, I mean, in a pie.
They're a little creepy, but I really like them. They come in many different sizes.
Yes.
And it's the things that you make in tapioca pudding. Mm-hmm. So you have a vanilla pudding, basically, that's got these clear little balls.
Yes.
And they kind of look like fish eggs, except see-through. And they don't have any color.
No color.
So they're clear little plasticky-looking gelatinous ball things, little BBs. You can get them crushed or whole, and they come in a couple different sizes. There's little ones, and then there's big, scary ones.
They do come in different flavors, too, for like boba tea.
Yeah. So you can get those. And it's also called tapioca tea.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone sees a tapioca heaven, a boba store, or a bubble tea, they also call it bubble tea. Mm-hmm. Those are big flavored tapiocas that they are putting in your drink. And, of course, you need a bigger straw.
Oh, yeah.
Because
they're huge.
So you get to eat and drink with one hand without looking.
There we go. Perfect for driving.
It's very efficient. If they could just squeeze some protein into these things, we would really have something.
There we go.
I would eat that every day. I love those things. I like drinks that have weird textures. But that just might be me.
I do love the one with, what is it, the aloe vera juice, aloe vera with the little bits of aloe vera gelatin.
You mean the slimy, stringy goo that when you drink it, it's got little gross strings from your mouth to the glass?
In the can, no, I've never had those strings, but it does have the square aloe vera chunks inside.
Oh, okay. Those are okay.
Yes.
But if you have, like, real aloe vera juice, it's stringy.
Oh, yeah.
And really slimy. It's like what happens with okra when you cook it. I mean, it's just there's a slimy, silicone-based lubricant in there. It's disgusting, and I don't want it anywhere near my food. Honestly, it's not something I want as part of my diet.
It's great for your face and your skin, though.
Also great for other things, but I will not eat okra. It's gross. It's disgusting. You know, I don't even care if it's breaded and deep fried and dipped in ranch dressing.
I bet you would love it.
Well, maybe, but but I wouldn't eat it willingly.
If I didn't stew it and kept it raw and fried it, then it wouldn't be so slimy.
You know what that stuff is good for? Glue.
Glue.
Good for glue, good for lubricating machine parts. You know, if your watch isn't running all that great, you can kind of pop the face off and get a little bit of it on
okra juice.
On a toothpick, and yeah, put the okra juice in there. And
so it's sticky and good for lubricating?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not? So in terms of the best pies, the best pies by far come from Julian.
Yes.
They do. And Julian's an old community.
Yeah.
In California. It's been there forever. If you go there, there's only one main street. Mm-hmm. There's only a few hundred residents. And, you know, it's like being part of California history. There are some houses there that were built with Sears kits. Like Sears a long time ago sold a kit that was a house kit.
Nice. They were like the first Kia?
Sort of. I mean, originally they had everything in Sears.
Nice.
Like you could get, you know, a lawn and a lawnmower.
Oh, wow.
From Sears. So you would order this house kit and they'd send it to you in pieces. Everything you need to build a house mm-hmm. would be in this kit. They give you instructions, but of course the instructions are very difficult. Like every kind of kit, build your own furniture, bookshelf, anything you get from anywhere,
yeah.
the instructions are going to be almost impossible to follow. So they actually have a couple of residents there. They live right off the main street. And if you take the horse and buggy carriage tour, mm-hmm. they'll show you these people's homes.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's a little, well, it's a shack, actually. So anyway, coming after this, up after this real quick commercial break, we have some wonderful guests in the studio today. Be introducing them right after this quick commercial break. The winners of Cupcake Wars, and for very good reason, we're going to see if these guys can restore and improve my faith in people's ability to actually make a good cupcake. When we come back from this commercial break, this is Food Fight Radio.
When our kids started school,
I could see they needed an extra challenge. We tried to supplement at home, but we were exhausted and they were bored.
Then we discovered Renaissance Village Academy, located at 9988 Hybert Street in Scripps Ranch. RVA is a school for gifted, profoundly gifted, and or highly motivated students in kindergarten through eighth grade. The kids are so excited to go to school now, and they're definitely challenged.
Each week includes karate, drama, music, arts, education, gardening, and other valuable life skills.
So we're confident that they're being well prepared for success.
RVA is unlike any school you've ever seen. I'm so glad we found Renaissance Village Academy.
It's the school I wish I had gone to.
I know, right? Go to rva.us.com to find out more about how your child can rediscover the joy of learning. Renaissance Village Academy. Personalized
and don't forget motivating.
Education for the gifted.
Go to rva.us.com.
For over 7 years, Modern Dentistry, the office of Dr. Amir Majavar and his friendly professional team members, have been providing quality and affordable care to San Diegans all over the county. Specializing in state-of-the-art cosmetic and family dentistry, including children ages 3 and up, porcelain crowns, veneers and lumineers, Invisalign, teeth whitening and metal-free restorations. Rest assured the care you'll receive will be with the utmost precision and quality and provided in a caring, nurturing and virtually pain-free environment. Having completed a residency in cosmetic dentistry and over 200 successful Invisalign cases, Dr. Majavar is highly trained to create a beautiful smile just for you. Their office is designed with comfortable chairs, ceiling-mounted TVs, and noise-canceling headphones. Call Modern Dentistry and see what a difference a healthy, beautiful smile can make in your life. Go to sdmoderndentistry.com or call 858-259-4765. 858-259-4765.
In this corner, authentic New York-style pizza from Knockout Pizza Miramesa. Pizza, wings, pasta, subs, and salads. And in that corner, the other guys. And the winner by a knockout. KnockoutPizzaMiramesa.com.
Charles Cole Jewelers delivers dreams, bringing the deepest wish glowingly to life. This is jewelry as unique and special as the dreams that create and desire. Charles Cole has an impressive history and extensive collection, including Hearts on Fire and gorgeous colored diamonds and gemstones. Charles Cole Jewelry will indulge even the most refined tastes. They invite you to visit their design showroom and production facility in Fashion Valley Mall and see for yourself how personal service and highest value are reasons why Charles Cole is San Diego's trusted advisor for all things jewelry. Ask them about their incredible risk-free custom work. Call Charles Cole Jewelers at 619-298-5655. That's 619-298-5655. Or online at charlescole.com. That's charlescole.com. Visit Charles Cole Jewelers in the Fashion Valley Mall for amazing jewelry that resonates, excites, and inspires. CharlesCole.com.
Welcome back to Food Fight Radio on KCBQ. Now, this is your host, Claire Katz, and I've made it no secret that the whole cupcake trend has really just wrecked my faith in the public's novice ability to judge good food. Because anyone who's impressed by a dry, plain, unadventurous lump of cake, just so they can get to the ridiculously huge pile of fat, sugar and food frosting coloring plopped on top, also known as icing, is not a foodie, and therefore can go ahead and kiss it. And by it, I mean my bacon-loving Canadian tuchus. Let's have our interview with Sweet Vibes. Ooh, that's a good name for a company, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just makes me feel all gooey inside. The San Diego company that puts the why in cupcakery, as in, why are these guys so much better than every other cupcakery in the city? That's right now. Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, hey.
Guy and gals.
Us.
What's up?
Hello.
We have Daniel, Amanda, and Bethany. Now, as I'm aware, your fourth man is not here.
Yes, he's in the Caribbean right now. He's in Trinidad and Tobago, taking care of some stuff. And hopefully we'll be bringing back some fresh vibes soon enough.
Yeah, and I hear he's just really friendly and super cool. And we've met yesterday, and we were able to sample some of your award-winning cupcakes.
Yes.
And
and you do have bragging rights because you were a contestant on Cupcake Wars.
Yes, we were actually the February 5th of 2012. It was the Chinese New Year episode.
Oh, nice.
For Food Network.
What year is it in the Chinese calendar? Is it year of the cupcake? Because that would be cool.
That would be cool.
That would be awesome. We're declaring it the year of the cupcake.
Ooh.
Because this is actually the year that maybe someone can restore my faith in cupcakes. And it's been no secret. I've been bad-mouthing bad cupcakes for months. And on my very first show, mm-hmm. I had a cupcake rant at the end. So passionately disappointed in 99% of the cupcakes out there. Now, Cupcake Wars is, of course, a show where they torture you with time constraints, surprise ingredients, and judges that are like super mean. And then, of course, they put you in there with other cupcake professionals who are perhaps not the best at what they do, but they're definitely loud and obnoxious, gossipy personalities. And that's, of course, the entertainment factor of the show.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, definitely. The time constraint thing is very real. And actually, with, you know, those side interviews that they do, that's actually within the time constraint. So not only do they expect you to bake all these cupcakes,
mm-hmm.
but they really expect you to also go in an interview.
To talk and banter and have a conversation and make fun of the other contestants, all while you're working within this time limit with probably ingredients you maybe have never tested before.
Right. Exactly.
And expecting
exactly.
it to be good.
Mm-hmm. That is a very real thing.
So if you can function under that kind of pressure,
mm-hmm.
making a regular cupcake on a regular day is like, you know, forgive the pun, but it's a cakewalk.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Very, very, very much so. And, you know, the best part, one of the greatest parts of it is you have an emotional breakdown because of the time constraint. Uh-huh. And they're like, all right, mid-emotional breakdown. You come here right now. Interview. Tell me about this emotional breakdown you're having right now.
Tell me how you feel about that. Yeah.
Versus now, you know, now we're sitting here and we're back to doing what it is we enjoy. And we enjoy the baking. We enjoy, you know, being together, working as a team and, you know, making a product that you bet we don't mind sampling and eating ourselves.
I don't mind either. Just so as you know. So these cupcakes, you have some what I think are generally imaginative flavors. For example, you have a Julian apple cupcake, for which you use only Julian apples.
Yeah. Correct.
So tell me a little bit more about that. It comes with a caramel on top, and I tried it, and it's phenomenally tasty and doesn't have an overwhelming, oversweet apple flavor. It's subtle. It's delicate. You can tell that these things are, you know, these cupcakes have local apples. You can kind of taste it.
Right.
You can kind of taste the Julian in these cupcakes, and you make them in Julian. You're setting up shop there, you know, so all your retail business would be, you know, basically right next to and right across the street from all of these very successful Julian pie companies. I've never seen a cupcake in Julian. Never, not once. And I've been there many times. Great tourist stop. You always go home with a pie. Or three, which is usually what happens to
the
me.
The pie, the cider, and the cider donuts.
Yep.
And the cider, too. Usually walk out with a box or two of something like that. I can't imagine a cupcake place such as yours using these great local, you know, organically grown, California farmed, delicious
pesticide.
Local fruits and vegetables that you use. And you do one cupcake every season that's like a major seasonal push. I can't imagine a place like that in Julian not doing extremely well.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, our first year, I mean, that's the whole reason why we went, you know, we've really stuck with it, is it was a big hit. And I mean, we really did start selling literally across the street from the orchard we were freshly picking the apples from. I mean, you can't.
That's
ever
really
go,
cool. Yeah. See, those apples, we use those.
That's what we would say. Literally those apples you have in your bags, this is what you can do with it. We made these cupcakes right here with those very apples. Oh, you know, cool. And they're types of apples, and they're heirloom apples that you can't get in a store. You can't get these flavors, and you know, it's only right from the orchard. And mm-hmm. It's a great story how that all started too. I'm the local San Diegan of the group. I'm like the, you know, the cool San Diego Cali girl. And when we're sitting here, I want to support my community. I want to support local. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? And like, you know, of course, we got a fruit cupcake. We got to go to Julian. We have to go to Julian. I mean, childhood memories picking the orchards, you know, goodness. And we chose our orchard because the man who had run it, his name is Patrick. It was Raven Hill at the time. He had metal sculptures that he made himself that were all throughout the orchard. We're like, this guy clearly has vibes, right? Because that's what we're going
AKA
for.
A crazy Irish guy.
He was a fantastic... fantastic Irishman, and he made his own sculptures. He had made his own teepee in the middle of the orchard for the frost season that he'd stay in to make sure that he could turn his windmills on time to remove the frost, so that way he wouldn't need to use any pesticides and the other kind of things that go through.
He actually stayed
in
a teepee. That's pretty trippy.
In the middle of the orchard.
This is crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy.
In the middle of winter, right?
You know,
yes. I mean, how is that not vibes?
That's really cool.
We actually called him the Highlander.
We did call him because
if you look at him, I'll show you a picture later. He looks like the Highlander.
For his
scars and everything.
For his wife, for their first date, he actually went out in the mountains and hunted a boar.
Wow.
And brought it home joking. For her. Okay.
That's another. And that, my friends, is true love.
And that, right? Well, no. And then he said the day he knew she was going to spend the rest of life with her is when she saw a turkey that had been hit by a car on the side of the road, but it had broken at the neck, which apparently means no hormones were released and the meat was good. She's all like, oh, hey, babe, I found this turkey.
I declare this roadkill kosher.
And so she called him. He said,
a rabbi
sure
was
enough,
driving
honey.
That Fiat.
And hey, you know, she brought it home, and he said that for him was when he knew it was love,
nice.
Like forever. So
that's crazy romantic,
that's
isn't it? Though,
and mostly it's just crazy.
So
the stork brought him twins right after that,
and then they got twins right after that. Yeah,
that's really really cool.
So
you're kind of absorbing this guy's good karma and channeling it into your cupcakes. And so I hear that you actually do play sensual music to the chocolate.
Oh, gosh.
This is a real thing?
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, I was blessed and lucky that my mom and dad grew up with good music. You know, 60s, 70s, you know, back in the day when you have Frank Sinatra, Elton John, the Beatles, you have, you know, Al Green, all those guys. And we definitely used to have music playing every morning before school or every Saturday morning while we work. So this, you know, I always felt at ease. I was like, you know what, we should start doing that. And I put on my Pandora, I put on Al Green Station, and all those same classics came about. And I'll be in a good mood. The ladies will be in a good mood. And for some reason, the cupcakes came out in a good way.
So the secret ingredient is love.
I think so. Good vibes through the music. And when Barry White was playing last time, the music came out nice, smooth, beautiful.
Okay, yeah. So when there was Barry White playing, you did notice a difference in the way the chocolate behaved.
Correct. Right? Well, we've got this ongoing theory because of a study we read recently, the water one.
Was it a seventh grader's science project?
No, this was like a proper research study of like the composition of water, right? Everybody does the seventh grade study of plants. If you talk, you know, with the different
If you talk nice to the plants, they'll grow.
Right.
And
well,
if you don't talk to them, they stay the same. And if you insult them, they kind of shrivel a little bit.
Exactly. So somebody had done a proper study with
on
water.
On chocolate.
With water.
Water.
On
okay.
the same thing. And so we're like, we figured why the heck not do it to our food. So we pep talk the caramel because caramel is really finicky. And so we pep talk that caramel and we tell that caramel how awesome it is and how you're going to work. And then the caramel comes out and then for the chocolate, you know, because it's a, you know, it's a sensual, attractive, fantastically moist cake.
It's a very handsome chocolate cupcake.
Isn't it though? Quite.
Beautiful.
Isn't it?
Very beautiful.
We figured we'd play sensual music while we're making the chocolate, and it has yet to fail us, so this is now absolutely a corporate requirement. Is no matter what, we, you know, this needs to be the type of music, and we genuinely do it.
So are you insulting and berating the lemon juice to make it more tart?
No, no, we're not doing that. Bethany's the lemon juice one.
Giggles.
What do you think for you, the lemon juice? I don't think we have one just yet.
I think we still kind of pep talk it, give it a little, you can do it, creamy, think sweet thoughts, and then boom, it just turns out perfect.
Are there any cupcakes that you play Sting to? Because that's bedroom music, really.
Sometimes it slips in there.
Yeah, this, you know, the hey. Sting. I want to see how the Sting cupcake behaves. That would be like the strawberry champagne cupcake, possibly. So all of the ones that we sampled yesterday, we tried some of your favorites. I assume they were your favorites. We had a lemon, which was awesome. It was like a lemon meringue pie / lemon tart in a cupcake. You know, it wasn't light. It wasn't full of holes. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't devoid of personality. I don't even buy cupcakes in a store because you can tell what they're going to taste like just by looking at them, mm-hmm. You know, but even when you pick up and hold your cupcakes in your hand, they're heavy. I mean, these things are dense. There's a lot of things in these things, keeping them moist and fresh chunks of real red, ripe looking in season, local California strawberries in these cupcakes, big pieces, and a beautiful little strawberry sitting on top. The wonderful creamy frosting. And I even dig the cream cheese frosting that you guys make. And the reason I like it is because it doesn't taste like a big pile of cream cheese. It doesn't have the fake cream cheese flavor. It just has a real subtle, nice flavor that's it works well with the cupcakes. My diehard favorite, I think, at this point is the chocolate. And let me tell you folks why. Chocolate is a single ingredient. People use it for everything, and they only use chocolate. They get some ground chocolate or some chocolate powder or some chocolate pieces or chunks, or it comes in a bar, you break it up, you melt it down, that's your chocolate flavor. The buck stops there. No, it doesn't. Not for you guys. There are other things that you put in your chocolate cupcake to add depth and character to the chocolate flavor. It brings it out. It makes it bloom like a rose is what it does. Is you've got a clump of homemade caramel right smack in the middle of this thing.
The pep-talked caramel.
So yes. This caramel is in the mood to rumble.
Yes, uh-huh.
And
very much so.
Then there, I know that there's a little bit of almond oil, which is so subtle and barely detectable, but there's a delicate nuttiness that brings out the chocolate. And additionally, working with the chocolate, is Chef Marcus and I do this because we're food people. If we're using chocolate, we are also using espresso because we know as food people that espresso brings out chocolate. It just does. It makes the flavors dance. And so you're not getting a chocolate cupcake, folks. You're not getting a chocolate cupcake with chocolate icing. You are getting a dense chocolate. What was it you said yesterday? Was your chocolate cupcake's effect on people?
Yes. We had a few ladies came to us one day and she said, "This is orgasmic." And I said, "Yes, it is."
I'm already scheduling a second date with my chocolate cupcake.
It's the music and it's the levels. And you know, it's great that you guys can notice all those little subtleties because a lot of people don't. And we offer a fantastic coffee cupcake. We do. Using another local roaster, Divine Madman, people will be like, "Oh, I don't really like coffee." Mm-hmm. You know, it's a chocolate coffee cup that I don't like coffee. I'm not going to do it. But little do you know that, you know, that coffee is in that chocolate cake that makes you come back.
Yeah.
And then the frosting has has that little subtle almond. People aren't going to know that, you know, and we're like, well, that's what's going to bring out that cacao powder for you to really feel, you know, the depth of it. And then, you know, we add an extra little mixing process to really oxidize those together to create such a full buttercream.
Now, what do you feel about all those other cupcakers out there who are making lame, half-butted attempts at red velvet? What do you have to say to them?
Stop.
Stop. Stop. Yeah.
Please. please. You're doing an injustice to people, you know. We put a lot of ingredients in each cake. We put a lot of effort in each cake. We put a lot of love in each cake. And we mean it. We want to bless people with good products. You guys are drying people's throats. People are choking every day. Please, please stop.
Please stop. Stop the violence.
Yeah, stop. Or put some care, put some thought, put some real effort into it. Because that's what we we bring the vibe. Yeah. We bring the sweetness.
And that's only fair. You expect it of yourselves. Why wouldn't you expect it of other people? And other people don't deliver, honestly. Yeah. I've tried every single red velvet cupcake out there. They're all pretty disappointing.
Yeah, you gotta use a high level of chocolate and
that's if they're using chocolate. They don't even use chocolate. They take vanilla cake. They put red food coloring in it.
Yeah, no, it's the right amount of chocolate in there, and then it's a texture thing because cakes are either butter cakes or oil cakes, and that's the categories. But the red velvet is actually a butter and an oil cake. So if you want to get that balance in there, I mean, that's a lot of ingredients going on. And yeah, you know, you got to get the dye in there, but you have to get a coloring that keeps it mysterious, but doesn't take over the cake, you know,
and the chocolate component is, of course, it's important. It's huge.
So we fill ours with ganache in the center.
So before we cut to a commercial break, and you guys have been wonderful, I think probably one of the only times where I've actually heard about a food reality show where the right person won. Usually that doesn't happen. Usually it's just entertainment, shock value. The one who came in the best outfit won, or the one who caused the least number of problems with the other contestants won. I think in this case, we actually... I can't see how you wouldn't have impressed the pants off any judge on that panel. And eating the cupcakes and having them again for breakfast this morning, which I'm sure I'm going to regret later at some point.
Never.
No.
Never.
No,
it's vitamin happy, okay?
Vitamin happy. That's vitamin H, I think.
I just invented
vitamin H. Or vitamin, vitamin C, but that one's taken. It could be vitamin cupcake. Yeah. Tell our listeners where they can get your glorious cupcakes.
You could definitely order online. You could go to www.sweetvibes.com, and we have our order sheet. You could either call 760-330-3185, and whoever answers will definitely point you in the right direction. We deliver for free, or you can come pick us up on Poway or in Julian at the stores we do distribute at. So
yeah,
feel free.
In Julian right now, we're at the Daily Perk in Julian. It's Wainola. It's just a little bit right out of the main strip. You will find us on the main strip by, you know, mid to late summer this summer. We will be in Julian again. And also, we do the Poway Farmers Market on Saturdays. So Saturday from 8 to we stay a little later because we like to hang out and spread our vibes. So from about 8 to 12 every single Saturday you can find us.
And of course, you can get all this stuff on the website.
Yes.
Please, find out please. Where they're going to be, see where you can get these wonderful cakes. Again, the website is www.sweetvibes.com, and vibes is spelled V-Y-B-Z. Sweet vibes.
That's how we spell it home in the Caribbean, so we're just trying to make it a little authentic for you.
Plus, it looks cool.
Amen.
Yeah. Doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. The important thing is that it looks cool.
Also, like us on Facebook as well, so you can see what we're doing on a day-to-day.
Yeah, we're Facebook.com/Sweet Vibes Life.
Or you can just go to the Facebook website and type in Sweet Vibes.
Amen.
That also works, too.
Yeah,
that
just
works,
there's
that
like,
works great.
There's like some DJ in France.
Or you can Google it.
Yes.
Or you can Google it, and you'll be taken to the website and everything. So thanks for coming in, being a great part of our show. Thank you for feeding us with all those really rich, sweet, wonderful, angelic
my wife thinks
cupcakes.
You also. She loves them. That was her favorite part of the day yesterday.
Actually, Arnold Schwarzenegger also, he also tasted our cupcakes.
We do have a little clip that we saved from that brief conversation with former gubernator Arnold Schwarzenegger. And if you would play that for us now, Bord.
It was this. Oh, chocolate cupcake. It has sprinkles on it. Oh, that's Heath. I love it. Yeah, I'm going to take a bite. Oh my God. This caramel inside. That's amazing. I love it. It's so moist. Oh, don't look at my fingers. I need a tissue.
Thanks for that, Bord. We're never getting rid of that clip. That was a lot of fun. Anytime we can ruin the governor's diet by force-feeding him giant chunks of decadent, sensual chocolate, we're going to take advantage of that. And we're going to rub it in his face the next time he runs for office, because how embarrassing leaving the studio completely covered in chocolate.
He looked like a baby who just had a piece of chocolate cake. It was like all over his face. Yeah. That was kind of cool.
It also sort of looks like me after I've eaten.
Very aggressive.
That happens to me. So thanks, guys. You've been wonderful.
Hey, thank
and
you
thank you again for the
us.
Cupcakes.
Really appreciate
We'd,
it.
We're going to be kind of following you guys, sort of in a Grateful Dead sort of a way, where we're going to be kind of highlighting and talking about and interviewing you guys periodically whenever you have a new seasonal cupcake, because I want to make sure that everyone in Southern California gets their local California produce, fresh fruit and veggie from Julian, yeah. Honest to goodness, real California company that also only wants to do business with other California companies.
Yes.
I think that people need to do a little bit more, make a little bit more of an effort to support the state you're in. Really, California is like a little mini country, and we really got to look out for ourselves. We'll look out for you. We'll make sure our listeners are well informed. And from time to time, tell them about new products that they can expect from your company. I only see wonderful, great things for you guys.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I hope it just grows exponentially from here. I want to see your guys' cupcakes in every farmer's market. That's what I want to see, mostly because it'll be more convenient for me when I want to buy them.
Actually,
so thanks for that. And we're going to have to cut to a commercial now. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about in the next hour land use efficiency and why vegans are ruining the world. Up next on Food Point Radio.
Radio on KCBQ is sponsored by Fran Vest International, Inc.